As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Ugh, washed.
Yeah.
Washed.
You could tell right away he wasn't bringing anything there.
No. Ah, the edit. There you go. He took the cousin out. All right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We keep on risen. Elliot Shore Parks here, Tuesdays with Elliot. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, this is the first guess you're going to have. The Mets are one of three options. A lot better than the Phils, a little better than the Phils, or not better than the Phils.
I go a little better than the Phils.
What do you think the percentage is?
I'd say a little better.
Percentage.
Oh, percentage-wise.
Yeah.
With over three?
Yep.
I would go 44%.
There you go. You're back. 45%.
Ooh, look
45%.
At that. Look at that.
A lot better than the Phils. 30%.
Well, yesterday was terrible.
30%.
I heard you've been on a cold streak.
Yeah, he has. 30% say a lot better than the Phils, and 24.3% say not better than the Phils. Now, yeah, Elliot, before we get to the YouTube big board for quarterbacks, you have been very positive about the Phillies.
Yeah.
After spring training and then earlier in the season.
Doesn't pass my smell test.
Yeah. What are your thoughts now?
Well, I think I'm definitely feeling not as good about them.
Well,
after
but
this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, last time we talked about this, my opinion was I think they're.
You like, call them special.
Yeah. I thought they were having a that I seemed to be wrong about.
Okay,
now, for what
right.
it's worth, the Eagles started 2-2.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that's what I'm saying. Here
yeah.
we go.
And the preseason walk thing has carried over. If you look at it, I think they're top five in walks per game.
Oh, well, walk percentage, they're number one there,
yeah,
Elliot.
Yeah, so they are doing what the preseason stats said they would. But, like, you look at last night, and, like, in the ninth, the Bryce at bat was very frustrating. And I just, where I still land on him is, they'll either hit or not in the playoffs. I just don't think what they do now projects what they're going to do, because they've had years where they didn't hit in the regular season, then they went to the World Series, then they had years where they did hit, and then they didn't. So I don't feel as good about them as I did before, but I still don't think we can definitively say what they'll do in the playoffs.
Yeah, I was furious at the Bryce at bat. I was a loser at that.
Well, it's just
it was
like
a loser at bat for
like
a great player.
Year.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone ready for the quarterback YouTube big board?
I can't wait.
Oh, here we go.
Sam Hinkie could run the draft for the Eagles and they would be fine.
It's Spike.
Maybe even better off.
Versus the Scouts.
Here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback.
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper?
The Spike-esque YouTube Big Board.
I watched a lot of YouTube.
All right. Now, as we know, I did pretty good with quarterbacks last year. I did have Bo Nix number two. I had Penix Jr. number three. And my number one was Spencer Rattler. Hasn't worked out yet, but I still believe in Spencer Rattler. But Bo Nix, good call.
Penix, too.
Penix,
I mean,
good call, too.
I hope Bo Nix don't have a sophomore slump.
I need it.
It's the only reason we even did it again this year, is the whole Bo Nix thing.
Roger Rosengarten.
No one cares about Roger Rosengarten.
Well, it was
We're
a good
quarterbacks.
Call. He was all rookie. All right. My number.
That's right, don't you?
He was all rookie.
Guy.
He was all rookie. Did Ross didn't even know who he was. All right. My number three quarterback is Cam Ward.
So he's your third quarterback.
My third quarterback. Okay. Now, I like Cam Ward a lot. Has a rocket as an arm. Can make every single throw. He sort of reminds me a little bit of Brett Favre and a little bit of Steve McNair. So Brett Favre, it looks like he feels like he can make every throw in the world. So he tries to make throws maybe he probably shouldn't. But the where he reminded me of McNair a little bit is his way that he sort of like moves around in the pocket, sort of buys time in the pocket. I think Cam Ward is really good. People have talked about this not being a great quarterback draft. What I saw, I thought Cam Ward was good. And he sort of, with his athleticism, it looks like he sort of buys time to throw as opposed to in college. A lot of those guys just take off and run, which wasn't what he did. So Cam Ward I have is my number three QB.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting to hear the other two. Yes. Oh, yeah. Listen, he's the consensus number one guy.
Yep.
But I'll say this. There's been plenty of scouts that have said that you put this quarterback class up against last year's quarterback class, and Cam Ward probably is the sixth or seventh quarterback taken.
I wouldn't take Caleb Williams over Cam Ward. I would not.
You wouldn't Caleb Williams over Cam Ward? You're nuts.
I would not.
You're nuts.
I wouldn't. I didn't see Cam Ward crying.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's
painting
true.
His nails.
Yeah,
that's a strike. Yeah,
well,
that's
the nails is a Gen Z thing, but the crying.
The crying is definitely worse than the nails. Yeah, that's that. Yeah.
My concern with
I feel you there, but the talent is still there.
Sure, yes, he's talented. Yes.
What do you think Cam Ward's like special quality is?
His
that
arm.
Would, be, you think he has a special arm?
Okay. I think he's got a great arm. Okay. At least what I watched, I thought he had a great
fair
arm.
Fair enough. Yeah.
In comparison to these guys.
Sure. I guess. Yes. I'm just saying
the arm, like, it's not Josh Allen's arm.
It's not Josh Allen's arm or Mike Vick's arm. Now, getting into the guys I love. My number two quarterback out of Syracuse is Kyle McCord.
There you go.
Syracuse?
He might be my QB1.
Honestly, I can't.
He's a loser.
No. This guy can sling it. Yep. Again, makes every single throw, puts the ball exactly where it's supposed to be on all those throws, and the throws land like a feather in the receiver's hands.
Like a feather.
A feather.
He can also spin it.
And he can spin it. And here's the thing. Here's my prediction, Kyle McCord. He's going to get drafted by some team that sucks. Everybody's going to say he's not any good. And he's going to wind up on a second team somewhere with a good coach and a good team. And he's going to end up being an all-pro quarterback and a Hall of Famer. Honestly, there is a world in which Kyle McCord, if I didn't have my number one, is, I think, I don't know why he wouldn't be considered with the number one pick in the draft.
So I agree with you. If the Eagles needed a quarterback in this draft, you could convince me to take Kyle McCord at 64 or 34, wherever they would be drafting, as opposed to over Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders.
Yep.
Like, I think he has a higher upside. What I like
about Kyle McCord?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, the guy can sling it.
What I like about him is when you watch him, like, he throws guys open.
Yes.
Like, he throws into windows when they're not there yet. And I think as a rookie, that's like a. That's a great skill.
I'm sorry, did I see Syracuse in the playoffs or something?
No, well, the roster's bad. Yeah, but he threw for over 4,000
yards. Who's he throwing open there?
The guys he has to throw open.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, you know, like guys winning one-on-one on the outside.
All right.
He can sling it.
I've heard.
Okay.
Yes, all right. I'm going to tell you who his comparison is.
Yes.
Spencer Rattler.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Well, I have a type.
Well, here's a.
I have a type, I guess.
The other funny thing is, you want to know why he wears
that
number
awesome.
Six?
Why does he wear six?
For Mark Sanchez.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? This dude is a straight loser.
Well, I mean, he probably lived around here when Sanchez was doing his thing. I mean, Sanchez prep kid.
Oh. That is funny. It's Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, well, because I'm a Rattler's man.
Yeah,
there you go.
All right. And my number one quarterback, Elliot called it. In the draft,
I knew it.
Is Oregon's Dylan Gabriel?
Knew it, dude.
Look,
your eye is.
He is now
so funny
terrible.
After yesterday.
Terrible.
No, you are wrong. Everybody's worried about his size. He's like 6 foot. He's probably not even 6 foot.
He's 5'10" probably.
Also like 30.
He's not.
He's 90.
I don't care. He's not the biggest guy in the draft. He is not the strongest guy in the draft. He is not the fastest guy in the draft. But that guy is a quarterback. He was born to be a quarterback. Look, somebody is going to figure out. You watch him, and you see Drew Brees. The guy throws a pretty ball.
Wow.
He maneuvers in the pocket well. Somebody is going to take him. And if he is in the right situation, that guy is a star. He's a winner. Dylan Gabriel is my number one quarterback.
Listen,
in the draft.
If this guy is able to fool an organization like Chase Daniel was able to do in his entire career and make the money he did, this guy would good for him. But 5'11",
Kyler Murray's doing a pretty good job.
Man, he ain't Kyler Murray.
Yeah, Kyler Murray is special.
Yeah, Kyler Murray is a Heisman Trophy winner, number one overall pick.
Bro, Dylan Gabriel should be the number one overall
pick. This guy's been in college 6 years.
Who cares?
Let me read his strengths and weaknesses.
All the kids have been in quarterback.
He started in 2019, Spike.
Who cares?
He's 3 years strengths. Older than Kyle
McCord. He's a smart decision maker. He has a quick release and good natural pocket navigation.
There you go.
Now, here's his weaknesses.
Yeah.
Arm strength is average at best.
Okay.
Accuracy dips considerably when he's moved off his spot, and he won't be able to run away from oncoming rushes in the NFL.
Drew Brees couldn't run away from oncoming rushers. Drew Brees didn't
He's the most accurate quarterback of all time.
I saw Drew Brees in college at Purdue.
I'm telling you. Somebody's going to miss out on Dylan Gabriel. Somebody's going to miss out on Kyle McCord.
Where would you take him?
In the sixth or seventh round.
If I was the Eagles?
Yeah.
I would take if I saw a quarterback I like, I would take him in the second round.
Could you imagine?
You're not taking any of those guys in the second round.
Kyle McCord.
Unless Cam Ward fell to him in the second round.
Kyle McCord could be the number one overall pick in the draft, and I don't think they'd be making a mistake. I understand the issues with Dylan Gabriel. I just believe in him. But Kyle McCord is a great quarterback.
Kyle McCord
could be the number one
Kyle
overall
McCord
pick
was so bad at Ohio State, they ran him out of town.
Who cares? Jalen got run out of town.
Are you staking your reputation to Kyle McCord?
I'm staking my reputation on Dylan Gabriel, Kyle McCord.
I think you should have Kyle McCord above Dylan
Gabriel.
People
do not let this type of stuff go, Spike.
I don't care.
Ask about Cardale Jones and Noah Vonleh.
Cardale Jones, good cut for Cam Ward, by the way.
Bro, here's the problem.
What
if you're
Kyle
me.
Kyle McCord win 6 games last year?
They
moved on from him and won the national championship.
Here's the thing. If you're me.
Yes.
If I could get all three of these right, nobody's going to give a damn.
Right.
So people are only going to remember when I'm wrong anyway. So I got to be honest. I got to shoot my shot.
You wouldn't allow us to not give a damn.
Well, I'll bring it up, but I never get any caller saying, hey, how about your Bo Nix pick? How about your Roger Rosengartner pick? Nobody cares.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video of him rapping in the locker room?
I did not. Kyle McCord?
It's very good, yeah.
Kyle McCord,
yeah.
This guy's going to be an Eagle.
Kyle McCord?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
If I get to track Kyle McCord training camp stats.
He's going to be an Eagle. Fifth round pick.
Yeah.
We got three of them.
Oh, he's not last in the fifth round. Would somebody let him?
Oh, he's definitely last.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
I would take him.
First of all, it's a terrible quarterback class. Yeah. Secondly, what is somebody rushing to take Kyle McCord for?
You got to watch the video. Have you watched him on his highlights?
Have you watched the highlight tape Spike did?
I love Five. That's my guy.
Yes.
Syracuse football sucks.
It does. I agree.
I think it's
better than it was.
Records.
Right, throw the ball more now.
Yeah, come on.
This is Five played in a damn wishbone.
Classic Syracuse bias here from the Syracuse elites.
No.
He had 12 interceptions last year in the ACC.
I don't care.
Oh, they said Kyle McCord beat the U. That's a strike against Cam Ward.
There you go.
So he beat Cam Ward?
Yeah, that's a strike against him.
I'm just saying. So there it is. My YouTube big board quarterback class, number 3, Cam Ward, number 2, Kyle McCord, number 1, Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, Kyle McCord did play at Ohio State, I forgot.
Yes.
Could the Eagles win the Super Bowl, Kyle McCord?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's a good take.
I'm telling you, the guy's good. It doesn't take, my point on YouTube big board
is
it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see if these guys are good or not.
All right.
Especially quarterbacks.
Listen, I just wanted to see how strong you felt about him.
I feel strong.
I'm excited for him. I hope he comes here now.
And Jack said the same.
Here's the problem. He comes here, he's never playing.
Well, hold on.
Nah. Well, he'll get one. First of all, Tanner McKee is the backup.
Yeah.
He's the backup. Solidified.
You know what you should
certified.
Do?
So how's he going to play?
Eventually they'll trade Tanner McKee. Well, they will.
Well, I thought we were extending him for $30 million a year.
Well, no, you want to trade him for a third-round
pick?
Yes, I would not trade him for a third-round pick.
In a heartbeat. No. What are we going to do, extend the backup quarterback? It's crazy.
Why?
Yeah,
he's got 2 years left.
A lot of teams do it.
What's he going to cost per year?
Well, he's not going to get ridiculous.
$7 million.
Well, they can trade him if they get Kyle McCord.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
You should watch Dorian Thompson Robinson YouTube. I'd be curious to see what you think of him.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's college YouTube, not his NFL.
Okay,
YouTube.
Yeah, I'll watch his college YouTube. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll have our Elliott intervention right after Ike tells you about some roofing.
That's right.
Emmons, right?
Yep. If you got interest with heights, start that and over.
Yep.
Interest rates that are sky high. Now's the time to invest your home. And let's talk about my friends Matt and Stephanie over at Emmons Roofing and Siding. Now at Emmons, they install top-tier lifetime warranted roofing and siding systems that boost your home's curb appeal and drive up your home's resale value. Free estimates and fair pricing along with top-notch service. Emmons is the one for you. Give them a call today, 856- 556-3229 or visit emmonsroofing.com. Go with Emmons because your home deserves the very best. They also have affordable financing available for you. From top to bottom, inside and out, Emmons has you covered.
Can I say, when I woke up this morning at 4:30 or whatever, I started watching all the tape.
I was grinding tape.
Doing offensive line,
grinding line. Yes. Where was Rebel at?
Was Rebel sleeping on it?
Yeah, was he there?
Hey, he was sleeping. He had his breakfast real quick, and then he was sleeping. Yeah. And I was like, why am I doing this? But then I deliver the YouTube big board. I feel so good about it. I'm glad I woke up.
It feels good talking about prospects.
It does.
Because like, no one really knows if you know what you're talking about. Yeah, just your take from watching them for a few minutes. Yeah.
And everybody just assumes I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Sure. If I get one right, I feel like a winner. Yeah, it doesn't count if I get Cam Ward right.
You've been living off Bo Nix for 12 months.
One year.
And I have a
bunch of NBA, you know, YouTube big board hits as well.
I feel like Anthony Simons was your biggest.
Anthony Simons. We had a scout on, and he was laughing at me for picking Anthony Simons. And I did have Darius Garland number one the year I had him, and Darius Garland was very good.
So you know ball.
I know ball. Yeah. So Elliot, from an intervention standpoint.
Excited to see what this could be about.
You know, we were talking, and we think you've had an amazing year.
Wow,
amazing year. You're the best, buddy.
You've really raised your game in a lot of ways.
Appreciate that.
Jack, wouldn't you agree? Ike, wouldn't you agree that Elliott's raised his game this year?
Yeah.
Eagles Insider of the Year?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's been a reporter.
Yeah.
Like, some of the takes are questionable, as always.
But you know,
actually doing his job and his resume, yeah, that's been great.
We've been observing you since the Super Bowl, and we think you may be a little wormed up.
Okay.
Very wormed up.
Okay. Yeah, unbelievably wormed up.
You're
I wonder who this could be about.
It's about two things.
Okay.
It's about your Howie and your Jalen opinions have gone so positive, we're worried that the worm, you might even have two worms in your brain, in that you're basing all of your scouting for the quarterbacks based around Jalen, and you basically think Howie cannot make a bad move. In that you believe in whatever Howie does. And you, as the sort of the principal, you know, Eagles reporter, unbiased, just getting the scoop.
I mean, you literally might be the biggest Eagle guy in the media.
Right.
Thank you.
And besides Ike. Shut up.
Well, that media. We're different media, you know. Ike's the biggest Eagles guy at the station.
Yeah.
But I even said yesterday.
No, I meant that by being as a pro supporter.
That's
what I'm talking about. Yeah, yes. He's not a bigger Eagles guy. And, no, that's not what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, they can do no wrong.
Yeah. You're the most pro Eagles guy out there.
And last thing, Elliot, I even told the other reporters on the air, when I was admonishing them for being little tiny babies about the A.J. Brown thing, that they should be more like Elliot, because Elliot just goes out there and creates content that people talk about, whereas the beat reporters wait for a text from somebody at NovaCare or wait for us to say something, to write something. So anyway.
Happy I wasn't there for that.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that sentiment, Elliot?
215-592.
So Elliot, your response to perhaps being a little too wormed up.
So I disagree with you about the Howie thing, to start.
Okay.
But I think the more interesting one is the Jalen thing.
Yes.
I don't think I'm being overly positive on Jalen. And I think if your like intervention is about the Super Bowl if you think like I'm too positive on him, he just won Super Bowl MVP. And he was named one of the most influential people in the world. So like, if I can't be positive about him now, when is the time to be positive?
Well,
is it always, you can be positive. There's things to be skeptical on, but like,
what is there to be skeptical on?
And what, like with his game are we talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think next year, if they do go up to throwing it an extra 10 times a game, we'll see how he handles that. Right.
Okay.
I think at the beginning of last year, he absolutely turned it over too much. I do agree that they started to throw it less. Now I think you guys go, and obviously Spike and Jack, not
yeah, don't right. look, yeah, don't grunt.
Right. Yeah, 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 yeah. No,
I think
whatever.
You guys go
nope.
go like a little far in saying that he was like basically taken out of the offense. That's not true. I do think he can definitely improve in some ways as a leader in the locker room.
Okay,
like he has things he can improve on, But what you, in my opinion, what you guys miss is he is without question one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He absolutely belongs on that influential list. And I think that me saying that is probably where a lot of this worm stuff
is
coming from.
Well, that list is hogwash.
Well,
we
yeah,
know that.
Yeah, you're just, well, I mean, it's obviously hogwash.
It's hogwash.
Then why does he belong? Then who cares whether he's on it?
Because I think that by saying he's not, I feel like the people that don't think he belongs on that list, in my opinion, are undermining what he's accomplished and what he is. He is one of the biggest stars in the NFL.
Okay.
He is the current Super Bowl MVP,
yep.
And he's the quarterback of one of the biggest teams in the league that played awesome in the two biggest games.
Okay.
He has flaws, and there's things he can improve
Do you think
on.
He's more influential than, like, LeBron?
So, no, obviously
Okay, do you
not.
Think he's more influential than, like, Caitlin Clark?
So, but I think this is a flawed way to, in my opinion, a flawed way to look at the list. Because,
well, the list is ridiculous.
Because LeBron, because, like, obviously the list is not, like, the actual 100 most influential people, right?
Yeah,
like, otherwise, it
it's 100
like,
people
it would,
who had a good year.
It'd be, like, the same 90 people
who are going to retweet this.
Correct. It's, yeah. It's 100 people that had a good year. But Jalen is absolutely influential. Like, he just is.
Okay, how about this? What has he, who has he influenced and what did he influence them to do?
So, I do think, and this will not help my case here, but I think it's true. I think he has, in some ways, become, like, the face of resiliency in sports. He was benched against Alabama, came back. He was drafted to be a backup, won the starting job. He lost the Super Bowl, one of the only quarterbacks to ever go back and win it. So in terms of influencing...
So what has he influenced?
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think he is somebody that you can look at if you're talking to your kid or a young athlete and point to as a role model. And I think that is influence. Also, he is the face of the Jordan brand right now, in my opinion.
The big brand.
And the brand Jordan brand is one of the biggest brands in the world. So like when you say influence, like... I don't know what you want me to point to. Like, Iverson was influential because he changed how people dressed. And he was a style.
And how people played.
For sure, 100%.
Right. So, Jalen hasn't changed how people played. He doesn't really talk.
Hold on. First of all, I don't know if that's completely true. I do think Jalen Milroe is being pushed up people's boards because of the success Jalen has.
Maybe he's being pushed up people's boards. The media is talking about him being pushed up people's boards. This whole thing about players going up and down boards.
Yeah, we'll see where he's drafted.
It's a media creation.
But I do think Jalen's success, and this is something I should have said yesterday, Jalen's success, I think, is showing people that like quarterbacks like Jalen Milroe can improve based off not being a great passer in college because Jalen has improved. And so the other thing, well, we won't even get back into yesterday. But so what would you disagree with there, though, where you think I'm being too wormy or too positive? Because that's really what the worm means.
Well, because the way that you present it is so over the top in its you've called him the second best quarterback in the NFL.
Because I believe that's where he belongs on the list.
You think he's the second best? Forget about the list.
Yeah.
You think he's the second best quarterback in the NFL?
I do not believe he is the second most talented quarterback in the NFL.
Best on the field.
But these lists are not always done off just talent. You have to take, like, Patrick Mahomes is better than Josh Allen, but let's not act like there's a massive gap. But the reason Patrick Mahomes is always number one is because he has all these Super Bowls, right?
Because he's great.
Yes, and because he's great. But Josh Allen is great also. Like, he's obviously great. The reason Patrick holds that one spot is because of the Super Bowls.
And because he's great.
And because he's great.
Yeah.
But Jalen now has a Super Bowl. So
okay.
You were right. If you were saying to me, who's the second most talented quarterback in the NFL, I don't think that's Jalen. But if you said to me, who belongs number two on the list right now, I believe that's Jalen. Because he is talented enough to be in that top seven or whatever. And then the fact he has a Super Bowl and has been to two Super Bowls in 3 years has to be considered.
Sure, it can be considered. It doesn't mean you have to put him number two.
No, but it does mean I would put him number two. Where would you put him?
Top 10?
Okay, see, but I think that's underselling him, in my
opinion. Okay, that's fine.
And you think I'm overselling him. But at least on my side, there is like a ton of factual proof.
It
not just
seems
we don't
like,
think he's that good.
It seems like you are leaning into online positive reinforcement with your Eagles opinion.
So an uptick in that.
So, yeah. But I know you think that, but I just, again, they literally won the championship game of the Super Bowl by 50 combined points.
Yes.
Like, so I get your point that it is a time to be positive, but that is because they are awesome right now. And that's the Howie thing. He's not above questioning. Like, if he takes Josh Simmons out of Ohio State, I will crush that pick. I wouldn't like that pick.
Okay.
Who is he?
Offensive tackle out
of Ohio State.
Oh, now you don't want an offensive.
Do I have him on my list?
Do you like him?
I don't know. Okay. I can't. That's coming up at 4:30.
I just don't like the offensive tackle.
Yeah.
But I am comfortable in my skin in saying that right now when the Eagles make decisions, the majority of them have been correct. So when I'm evaluating a decision, I have to take into account they have been on a heat.
But you can't question some.
Of course I question some.
Like if they traded away their all-pro wide receiver.
So my opinion on this got skewed
oh,
and we got
you.
Into it. I said off the jump, I probably would not trade AJ for
number we both
probably
agree.
Would
yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. We both agree with
right.
that.
Where I think our biggest disagreement was, I still think they could win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's why. That's why I lost it.
And yeah, yeah, I know. But
I agree with a lot of what you just said.
Thank you.
I think if there's going to be a time to be overly positive, if that's what he's being accused of, they've earned that based on just winning the Super Bowl.
Can I say one more quick thing? Just very quickly.
60, this is not going to make me.
Okay. I know you're saying it's being overly positive. I just think it's accurately depicting what's happening.
Okay.
It's positive because they're good.
Just right. know we have our eye on you.
Don't trust me. If there's one thing I know in my life, personal and work, it's that you and Jack have your eye.
Well,
don't worry.
I didn't even think it was possible to take the baton from me. You have clearly snatched it.
Every time I tweet, I think about Spike seeing it.
Yeah, I turned your tweet notifications on.
I know you did. You told me.
Yeah, and you were retweeting the stupid soccer for like these goal things the other day.
Big day for me.
It was awful. Yeah. It was absolutely awful. So we're watching, Elliot. We're watching, Elliot.
Elliot, great job. You know I love you.
Love you guys,
brother. I would say Go Birds Daily, the Go Birds podcast, is can't miss right now in that leading up to the draft. You do have a lot of information in there. You do your homework.
And the 7-round mock draft tomorrow.
7-round mock draft.
Can't wait for your 7th-round pick.
Yep.
We got Brian Dawkins.
You get it wherever you get your podcast.
What do you
podcast.
Mean we have Brian Dawkins?
Brian Dawkins came on the pod.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
We already recorded it. It'll be out later today or tomorrow.
Awesome.
Was Seltzer a part of that one?
He was.
Wow.
He stayed up for that
Cutting
one.
Wow. To nap time.
How
yeah.
about it?
Wow.
Hall of Famer.
Did he tell Brian Dawkins he was tired?
He did.
Jack had to get us in there.
Yeah, that's what Jack loves to do.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.